We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's the Afternoon Magazine. Celeste Quinn is away. I'm Tom Rogers. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign has been a pioneer in accessibility for people with disabilities for more than 50 years. And tonight, those accomplishments and the ongoing work to create and sustain a barrier-free environment will be acknowledged. The event is called a Fashion-Able Fundraiser, celebrating ability at the U of I. Proceeds benefit Delta Sigma Omicron, its organization comprised of students with and without disabilities, and the Division of Disability Resources and Educational Services, or DRES. Tim Nugent founded DRES at the U of I in 1948. He'll be honored in that event. Jean Driscoll will be the MC. She's the winner of many athletic awards, including 12 Paralympic medals. One of the evening's highlights will be a fashion show featuring designs by two apparel firms, Carlton Brewitt and 3E Love. Celeste Quinn talked with Carlton Brewitt about his work and Fashion Able.
How did you get involved in Fashion Able?
Well, for a long time, I've been concerned about the needs of people with disabilities, or as I like to say, unique body types. My uncle was paralyzed when he was younger, and we were responsible, my brothers and I were responsible for taking care of his daily needs. And he always said, you know, people are going to look at me, and if they're going to look at me, I want to look good. And so that stayed with me for a very long time. And about 4 years ago, I started doing research and putting together focus groups and surveys and working with some great people over at DRES, and decided to move forward and try and put together a line of clothing that might meet some of the needs of people with disabilities and special needs.
Well, outside of looking good, which we all want to do, what have you learned from people with disabilities about what else they want and they need from their clothing?
Well, the one thing I've learned is that they don't have a lot of options out there. Their body proportions are a little different, and because their arms or upper bodies may be a little more developed, particularly in women, a lot of times women's clothes are cut on a smaller frame. A lot of times our models have early life injuries, and their lower bodies aren't as developed, and therefore it's very difficult to find something that's proportionate.
Maybe you would describe for us a particular piece of clothing that you've designed in response to those needs, those wants, those concerns?
Well, we designed a couple of gowns for the girls. Typically, if you go into a store and purchase a gown, you're going to have a lot of extra fabric. And we try and cut down as much fabric as we can, primarily because of the wheel, but also because of the proportions when we're talking about wheelchair users. So we designed a couple of gowns that really fit their body proportion. Very nice material, lots of folds and really glamored up, but something that works with that chair and works with that body type.
And what's the response been?
The response has been great. A number of the models have said to me already they want their dress, they want their suit. I'm looking forward to giving them to them and giving them an opportunity to kind of show our work.
Would these clothes be useful to people who are able-bodied or people who are not in a chair?
Yeah. As the company grows, you want to provide clothing for any number of persons in this community. We want to design clothes that no matter what your level of ability is, that you can work within our clothing.
Are there others working in this field?
There are other companies that do adaptive clothing. Unfortunately, most of them target their work for an older demographic. We're targeting more of a younger group.
And do you know if there have been other fashion shows celebrating the abilities of people with disabilities?
Well, not that I know of. I think this is a first. It's certainly a first at Illinois. So we're really excited to present the work and present the students.
Carlton Brewitt owns the graphic design studio Carlton Brewitt Designs, and his fashion apparel designs will be featured tonight at the event called a Fashion-Able Fundraiser, celebrating ability at the University of Illinois. The event's at the Illini Union. It begins at 6:30, and tickets are available at the Assembly Hall, at DRES, the Division of Disability Resources, and at the door.